The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So a warm welcome. Warm welcome, everybody. It's nice to be here and to see you all. And tonight I wanted to just say a few things about loving kindness in the context of our bigger practice towards greater freedom and maybe even our bigger life, you know, so maybe our spiritual life or our whole life, but to kind of help put it into perspective. And specifically, just to say a few words that some of you will be familiar with the Buddha's Eightfold Path. That is, not surprisingly, there are eight elements that contribute to having greater and greater freedom and can lead to awakening, complete awakening, enlightenment. And today I'd like to just touch on the second element, translated in different ways, but often called wise intention. Sometimes wise thought, wise attitude I've seen, but I'm going to stick with intention for this. And wise intention, one of the things that it points to or draws on is this idea that it's important how we relate to the world we live in. It's not so important what you are or what your status is or anything about that in terms of greater freedom. Of course, it's important who we are and how we move through the world and our ethnicity, our background, our religion, our sexual preferences, all these things, of course they are important. And what's really important is how we behave in the world and how we show up and what the actions are. So it's both. It's not only, you know, who we are or what we are or something like this, but it's our actions. And how we treat others, how we treat ourselves, is so much about what it means, what freedom is about, of how to find our way towards freedom and how freedom is expressed. And of course, our actions are guided by our intentions. That is our, what the, sometimes these attitudes or beliefs that we might have, that we might call those intentions, that they influence our actions. Of course they do. That this, our ideas about the, how the world works or our ideas about what's the most important thing influence the decisions we make. And so we could just ask ourselves, what are our intentions in a really broad brush? And maybe more specifically to ask ourselves, are they supportive? Are they supportive to have less suffering, more freedom? Or do they in some way undermine ourselves or undermine others? This reflection of our intentions just highlights this, that different intentions bring different results. If our intention is to make sure that we always look like the smartest person in the room, maybe we don't have it so explicitly, but then that means that other people in the room have to feel less smart, for example. So the Buddha, as part of this Eightfold Path, as part of wise intention, as part of the Eightfold Path, highlighted three intentions that really support and create a foundation for awakening. And these three intentions are non-ill will, non-hostility, and non-greed. Maybe it's a little bit non-inspiring to use this expression, non-ill will, non-hostility, non-greed. But some ways that we can think about or look at this idea of like non-ill will, that just opens the door for all kinds of things that are not ill will, that are not wishing poorly for others or having some hostility, having some aggression or having something other than well-wishing towards a person or towards ourselves even. So classically, non-ill will is often defined as loving-kindness, as this warm-heartedness, this sense of benevolence or goodwill that we extend to others and that we extend to ourselves. And this intention of going through the world with this as a part of the way we show up in the world, with this non-ill will, with loving kindness, is a way in which we can find greater and greater freedom. And so our cultivating loving kindness is a way that maybe makes our everyday life better, makes our everyday experience more pleasant, but it also helps create the conditions and creates the foundations for awakening, for freedom, for enlightenment, however you understand that. Maybe that's not even important for you. Maybe that's not part of your thinking. But for me, I find it helpful or maybe inspiring that something as straightforward as non-ill will, loving kindness, is part of a foundation that leads to greater freedom, kind of tapping into this sense of warm-heartedness towards ourselves and others. This, in this greater context, has so many applications and so many benefits. So with that as an introduction, we can take an alert, upright posture. And we'll begin by taking three long, slow, deep breaths. Sometimes it's just nice to do nothing except breathe. And with the exaggerated breath, it might be a little bit easier to connect to it, to tune into the sensations. You might explore what would happen if you extended the exhale just a tiny, tiny bit. Still within the range of comfort, nothing big. Just paying attention to the exhale and just extending it just a little bit. Sometimes that triggers our physiology to relax. The vagus nerve can get activated with the extended exhales. Still, of course, staying in the realm of what's comfortable, what's easy. And then to support our settling in process, just do a gentle body scan. And the eyes and the mouth, common places where we hold tension. Can they relax? The shoulders, allowing them to slide down the back away from the ears. And feel into the upper back, the lower back. in the chest. If you'd like, you might just open the chest just a teeny, teeny bit, putting the shoulders back. Again, this should be comfortable, easy. Bringing our awareness to the belly. And feeling the support of the chair or the cushion against the body. Turning into the upper legs. Lower legs. And the feet, another place where we can feel grounded and connected. The arms. The hands. Then resting our attention on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the expansion, contraction, stretching, tautness in the chest or belly. Or maybe feeling the air going in and out of the nose. Then when we find ourselves thinking, lost in thought, just very simply, gently begin again. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy, uncomplicated to have a warm-hearted response, someone for whom there's like an inner smile that arises when you bring them to mind. This might be somebody you know, might be imaginary puppies, kittens, or babies. It's perfectly fine. And of course, this doesn't have to be high definition image when you bring them to mind. It's more whatever feels comfortable. So for some of us, that's just a vague sense of the person or being. For others who maybe have a little more visual way that their mind works, it might be a little bit more clear, a specific picture. It's all perfectly fine. No need to strain. And then to support this intention of cultivating loving kindness, this intention that supports this bigger path to freedom, or maybe just right now, supports our tapping into the capacities of our heart. You can say the phrases while keeping in mind the lovable being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You might check in with the sensations in the body and see if there is any feeling of openness, spaciousness, warm-heartedness, care. If not, that's perfectly fine. If so, can you allow that sensation to get as big as it would like? Allowing, not making or forcing, but allowing. And use that experience to be a support. Feel into it. This may not be your dominant experience. It may just be a tiny sliver of your experience. Nevertheless, can you tune into it and use it as a resource? As you cultivate warm-heartedness, goodwill, care. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then using this loving kindness that we've been cultivating for a lovable being, can expand the sphere, so to speak, and include ourselves in this loving kindness. Of course, we include ourselves. Can either bring to mind the felt sense of what it's like to sit here right now, or an image of yourself. Any image that makes you feel happy in some kind of way. An image that would be supportive for you for cultivating loving kindness. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Again, it might be that sensations in the body can be a support. Maybe there's warm-heartedness in the chest or sense of spaciousness. Maybe you can tap into the experience of having the intention to cultivate loving kindness, the intention to support others, support yourself in this way, coming from a place of goodwill, benevolence, care. What if that intention grew and grew? Became a North Star for your life. How do you imagine your life might unfold? And then to extend our loving kindness even a bit further to a neutral person, which might be difficult. Often we have a feeling about people, whether it's positive or negative. But maybe somebody you don't know. Maybe somebody in this Zoom meeting. Maybe somebody you see in your neighborhood on occasion. And to extend goodwill to them. Cultivate our intention to have goodwill towards even those who are not in our immediate circle. So as best you can, bring to mind a neutral person, someone you don't know, don't have a relationship with. It's a little bit trickier. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Sometimes with the neutral person, it can be a little slippery. That's okay. We just begin again. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Yeah, so this idea of setting an intention was it can be an, might even expand that meaning to include an aspiration, but what are our intentions? It's worthwhile to keeping a track of them or being aware of them. And with regular loving kindness practice, this does change our intentions. It's a way in which when we repeatedly bring our mind back to cultivating loving kindness, it just kind of a groove gets created. And it just becomes easier and easier, and the mind more and more likes to rest there in this sense of warm-heartedness or goodwill. So a great way to kind of integrate and process or maybe reflect on some of these ideas or to talk about it or share it with others. So now I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where, of course, you don't have to say your deep, dark secrets, but where you're an option to share with others your thoughts or your ideas. So you can talk about either this whole idea of loving kindness, setting an intention to have loving kindness, maybe even expanding that to be what if that's one of a North Star, a real guiding principle for you. Or you can talk a little bit about how that meditation was for you. Maybe you had some experiences or something arose for you that you'd like to share with others. And the way we do these breakout rooms is not so much that one person just talks and talks and talks and talks, but just say, you know, a few sentences, not everything you have to say, and there's no requirement, of course, for your deep, dark secrets. But to say one thing and then allow the next person to say something while everybody is listening. So it's very much an exercise in listening and not so much an exercise in storytelling. It's more kind of sharing, but not the stories as much as ideas you might have. So the first person, and then the second person says a few sentences, and then the third person, and the fourth. There'll be three people in some rooms and four people in some other rooms. And then when it comes back around to the beginning, the first person will have heard some what everybody else has said, and now may have something new to say, kind of being inspired or reminded about what others have said. So we'll go, the first person to speak will be the person who has the least amount of characters in their screen name. And if you have a lot of characters in your screen name, you'll be the one that goes last. And have about 12 minutes. Okay, have fun. So welcome back. Would anybody like to share what that was like in your small group discussion in terms of maybe you discovered something new, you have some new idea or a new understanding, some appreciation? Is there anything you'd like to share? Yes, Sheila. It looks like you're, there you go.
Yeah. Michael and Neil were in the group, and I was told them I was having a hard time actually doing metta for myself. And they had very good suggestions. One was hand over heart, or both hands on the heart. And the other thing Neil said is he imagines the Buddha pictures and giving him, I guess, loving kindness. So I'm going to try those things because I am very hard on myself.
Excellent. I'm glad that kind of you got some support. And those are excellent ideas to hand on the heart.
Thanks to Neil and Michael.
Nice. Team effort.
Yeah.
Michael, I see that you have your hand up. Michael, I think you're unmuted, but I can't hear you. Oh, now you're muted. I heard your phone telling you that you're unmuted, but I can't hear you.
Oh, because the other mute was muting me. Pardon me. So I just want to say how grateful I am for you doing this, and it's such a treat, and I'm very grateful for the wisdom that I heard in our group, and it's always just really helpful. And in a couple weeks ago, for many of our sessions, you'd say how much happier you felt after the session, and I feel that way a lot too. And if you didn't say that, I apologize, but I'm pretty sure I remember you saying that.
Or something like that. Yeah, and Nikki says this too, because she and I talk about this. Like, wow.
Oh, it was Nikki. Okay, it was someone.
I probably said it too, but both of us.
No, maybe I'm reflecting.
No, but it's quite something, right? How often this is the case where sometimes we begin something like, well, I'll see how this goes. And then it is our mood shifts. And this points to the power of loving kindness, right? I mean, we're the same person that we were before. We've just inclined the mind differently with this. So thank you, Michael. Does anybody else have a comment they'd like to make? I thought maybe that was just you with your hand, but maybe it was just a little cat tail going by the camera. Yes. I don't know why. I just love this. I would say to Andrew, with Andrew, I could see like ears of some creature. I couldn't even tell if it was a cat or a dog going by. And I don't know. It's kind of fun. Okay. Well, it's 7 o'clock. And I am feeling happier than when I started. And may you all also feel some lightheartedness and warmth in your hearts. And I'm going to unmute us so that we could say goodbye. And thank you all. And
thank you.
I'll be here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much.